and it's Avo. So Mimela, that's why if only if you detach it completely, so then you must necessarily sever other connections. But if you only sever it Berube, you don't have to. Of course, you have to act carefully. So I mean, but if you are careful, so then it's possible to sever the hope of the connection between the Turbetz and the Lechi without severing other connections. Efshal Natalman Luyakusamon Kribots Valo. Vainim Igemigu. Milo Simone. El Vishmuel Kashi. The Efshal Lechis Biturbetz. Uleokre Kulima Alechi. Elohim Keyek Hohem Kim Kribot. Shaninon Loite Mikule Elohube. Tlema Afal Pishuechis Biturbetz Lakhim Alechi. Kibish Loyokre Kule. Efshal Shalayak Hasimon Kim Kribot. Vroma Rabba Bachone Simonim Shinidal Kuruban Trefe. Because I'm not going to be able to get the money. The Bais Yosef explains the Shibis Rambam. Now, the Oroch HaShulchan doesn't like the Pshat of Bais Yosef, and primarily because of the Bais Yosef Pshat in the Gemara of so he thinks it doesn't even make sense, but it makes good sense, I think, anyway. So he has another Pshat, the Oroch HaShulchan Rambam. The Oroch HaShulchan's Pshat is very good too. He explains the Rambam. First of all, he is masik on two things in the Bais Yosef Pshat. Number one, the Bais Yosef Pshat of the Rambam of the Gemara Teretz Iker Ikur Nigemiku. What difference does it make? What you pull away from what? Whether you pull away the Turbetz from the Lechi or you pull away the Lechi from the Turbetz. The net result is the same. Enoch Aname. It wouldn't make sense if the detachment of between the Turbetz and the Lechi per se would make it equal. But that doesn't make it equal per se. It's only the detachment from its source, from its connections in the tzavo. So mimele, if you pull away the lechi, so then you can be careful and not even affect, because you don't even work in the area where it's connected. So mimele, if you act carefully, of course, if you don't act carefully, so you can sever all connections no matter what you do. But if you act carefully, so then if you take away the lechi from the Turbetz, you don't have to sever other connections. But if you pull away, you take away the Turbetz from the lechi, then you must necessarily sever other connections. So it makes good sense. All right, he doesn't like the Rashi. Then the other thing that he doesn't like in the Bais Yosef Pshat, because according to Bais Yosef Pshat, so a detachment of one simon from the other is more chomer than a detachment of the simonim from their source. He says it's not mistab. It's not mistab. He says he can go along with the Bais Yosef. That according to the Rambam, so a detachment of one simon from the other is also treife, but that a detachment, a severance of one simon from the other should be treife, and the detachment of the simonim themselves from their source in the tzavo should not be treife, that's inconsistent. So Mimele, he explains, I mean, that's not difficult either. But anyway, we have to say that in the Rach, so why couldn't we say it in the Rambam? I mean, so why? Whatever is reasonable enough for the Rach is sufficiently reasonable for the Rambam. But he explains the Rambam differently. I mean, and his explanation is very good. It fits the Rosh Rambam. He says that the Rambam doesn't even mention Beferesh, the case of one semen being severed from the other. Maybe he assumes that it has the same din, that it might have the same din as simonim being detached from their source. It might be, he says, it's not sure. But when the Rambam says simonim shenedaltu berubon treifo, he means that the simonim became detached berubon from their source in the sun. From the source in the sun. So then it's treifo. And it's equal because if simonim are torn away from their source, so naturally they're not firm. They don't maintain a firm position, so they are shaking. So it's equal. But it's also trained for mechaim, you're not allowed to drink the milk. But then, when is a tiko according to the Rambam, and but trained for mechaim it isn't, when the connection between the simonim and other portions in the tzavo to which they are connected remains intact. But the connection between the two bits and the lechi is severed. So again, it's not that simonim are attached by themselves to the lechi, as Dr. Bowden assumed. There's a colleague. I mean, that no one, as a matter of fact, assumed. He just made a mistake, Dr. Bowden. No one says that. But if the torbet is completely severed from the lower jaw, so then it will make the simonim shaky. But if it isn't, so there's no hetashritin. Mashaykein, if the simonim themselves are detached and became chiburon, so it's not only that the simonim are shaky, they are detached, they are dislodged, dissevered from their source, so then it's treif also, but it's equal also. So Memele, he explains the Rambam that way. It is similar to the Bishyos. In Pirkei Tes Halacha Chafale, he says, Simonim shenidaldol rubon treif, vafil shoy machmas nifile. What does it mean? Simonim shenidaldol rubon? Primarily, the Rambam is reference to simonim that were detached from their source, from their connection in the tzaddik. Not the lechi. The simonim are not attached to the lechi. The simonim themselves are not attached to the lechi. So, but the simonim shenidaldalu, if they became detached from their source, they are connected with other areas of the tzavo. They are connected with certain veins. So if that connection was severed, even biruba, so it's treifo, and it's also equal, because the simonim, once naturally, I mean, become shaky, if they become disconnected from their source, so they become shaky. V'chein in iskaplu means that the simonim themselves were not severed from their own connection that they had through the krumim in the tzavo with other portions of the tzavo. Were not, but the two bits became detached from the lech completely. So memele treif it isn't. But that will make the simonim shaky. Because the veishet is connected with the torbets. And if the torbets is completely disconnected from the lechi, so memele it will necessarily undermine the firm position, the firm, sturdy position of the simonim. So memele it's equal. וכן אם נסקפלו, שעל הנירויים לשחיתו, אבל נספר יקריב תרביץ הוושת, but a small attachment between the Talbots and the Lechi remains, so Mimele, the Kondor Ashulchan too, the severance of the connection between the Talbots and the Lechi is of no significance in itself. But if it's completely disconnected, so then it undermines the sturdy, steadfast position of the Simonim. But so maybe become shaky, so it's equal. But if it's only severed the hupe, so then it doesn't make the Simonim shaky, so it's not equal. So it's not equal. That's the pshat of the Hashulchan. All right, we'll leave it here.
Now the question is this: the windpipe is a is in the form of a cylindrical tube, but it's encompassed by wings, cartilage wings. And the cartilage rings do not encircle it completely, but just partially. So the question is, when is it asuro? When it's severed berube, is it when it is severed berube in the outer membrane? That will not involve a severance berube of the inner tube, or only when it is severed so much that even the inner hollow will be severed berube. So that's the shah. Tone kamo psukesaka geres berube vichamo rubo. Rav Omar, Reiv Uvde, as long, in other words, he's machne. The one who says Reiv Uvde is machne. In other words, as long as there is rov of the, there is a severance of rov of the outer membrane, even though it does not involve a rov, a severance of the rov of the inner, so it's already treif, it's already asur. The Amr lo roifcho, only when it will be severed, or it will be severance of the inner. But if there is a severance of the rov of the outer membrane, not of the inner, so then it's not asur. Now let's see the Rashi. Reiv uvi yesh emrim, there was a pshat. Reiv uvi hadeifen. Half of the thickness of the David, half of Pishul Yigia Lecholo. I mean, that's a very strange shot. In other words, so then you don't even need a severance of the rov of the circumference. Not only you don't need the rov of the inner circumference, you don't even need a rov of the outer circumference, just rov of the thickness. So then a windpipe is more homo than evasion. Because evasion we say nikav mimashu. But what does it mean vashu? Only when the nekev pierces through into the hole. But suppose it will not penetrate into the hole the nekev, then it's not as so. And by gageres is more homo. I mean, so that is strange. On the contrary, we know that evasion is more homo. יש אמרים רבוב עדיפן אבל פשלה הגיע לחול ושיבשו דמקי חומר הקונה מהוושת דילו וושת פיקה ורחיצים בלי רעפני מקושה עד שינוקב לחולו עד שינוקב לחולו. And here we say that even without the neck of penetrating into the hollow, so it's also a soul that's impossible. Now so Rashi explains, so Rashi rejects that pshat. So what's the pshat? V'reiv uvyo. What's the pshat of reiv uvyo kleima? Ki misharino. Rubo b'reiv uvyo misharino. It doesn't mean just rob of the thickness. It means the rob of the circumference. But which circumference? This, the circumference of the outer membrane of the outer membrane, and after all, the outer ring doesn't encircle the tube completely. So b'meile, if a severance of the rov of the outer circumference makes it asur, so that's a big chumre. Or only when it is so severed that it includes a severance of the rov of the inner circumference. V'reivuvio klima ki mishagino rubo b'reivuvio mishagino v'yuvi hakone. So he says, so Rashi says, what does that mean? Pnuch is the cartilage tissue. The relatively hard tissue, in contrast to the fibrous tissue, which is relatively soft. So in other words, when you have the cone itself, and then you have an outer ring that is of cartilage tissue that encircles it, but it doesn't encircle it completely. So in other words, if this is the cone, so then there will be a ring that will encircle it up to here. It will not encircle it completely. So if we say that it's in order to be asur, so revuvio is enough. In other words, if the rov of the outer circumference, and the outer circumference does not encircle it completely, only up to here, you see. So that's a big chumrah. But if we say ruv cholo, so in other words, you see, the tissue of the cone itself is fibrous tissue, but the ring is out of hard tissue, a cartilage. So in other words, that's called the uve hatnuch uluve atzava konamu vaakone b'shiro zeh nimda uve hatnuch v'keidim sheyagia lichotzi cholol haveroi uvio im atfanes vaacholol mipnei shedei v'nakone rov milmailol tzadatzava reine lekorum dak. That's the fibrous tissue ustomi keshe nipsak hakone milmailol matu nipsak umehane uve hatnuch liashmum elirube. In other words, if we say that the rov of the outer circumference is enough, so that means that the cartilage tissue itself is mashlim the rov, without the including the fibrous tissue. So that's a chum. V'yamre lo roichlo. Eine trevo, ache yisak, reiva cholo, v'yu v'hatnuch in a mashal mure. In a mashal mure. All right. So, ahi, v'yamre b'rchol, I'll leave it raf klidam roi. In other words, the question is, what is it? Rav omar, reivu v'yo, v'yamre lo roichlo. So what is it? The Amrelo is chelik Rav. So he says, no, there are two lishenes, two versions of Rav's member. So ahi psukas agargeres, the asoy lekamei de Rav, yosi vikobodik lo berei vuvio. Berei vuvio, that's a chumre. Omrelei, Rav Kane v'Ravase le Rav, limaritonu rabbeinu berei v'chalolo, that only when the rov of the inner circumference is severed. But if it includes only the severance, involves only a mute or half of the inner circumference, but the rov of the outer circumference, then it's still muteres. Brev chalolo. So why do you ask her merely on the basis of the severance of the rov of the outer circumference? Shadre likame the rabbe ba'achoni. Botko Beriv Cholo, and it turned out that the Riv Cholo, the Rov of the inner circumference, was not severed as yet. V'achshel. V'achshel. So Rabbi Bachon was machsheret. V'zob menei, since he was machsheret, so he himself could eat it. So he bought it. B'tleisa v'istere. Pshite bis. In other words, he bought a quantity of tleisar ister pshitim. Ister esloi medino, sheim pshutim, vikav. Ister estama and esloi psur. Sheasela abo dino. Vister pshite u sela medino. Shmini she bisela tsur. The high nechotzi dina. Because the sela is for dinu. And a sela tsur is for dinu. And the sela medina is 1/8 of sela tsur. So it's a chotzi dina. כי אמרנו בעד הקרחיב לסחבירי, איסטר פלגן איזוזה, וקורא להוס סלמידים. So the question is, so Rav at first considered it on the basis of the role of the outer circumference. So it was severed. The role of the outer circumference was severed. The rope of the inner circumference was not severed, only a mute of the inner circumference, so half of the inner circumference. So how was Rabbi Bachone able to overrule the psak of Rav? V'atanya v'yichovidoch, v'atanya chocham shetimei chaviro shilatya, osa chavira shilatya. So the Gemara says, shanu hoche, the Rav lios amis. Rav did not answer it. He was just considering, he didn't answer it. He was just considering the question, he was discussing it. In other words, he just was trying to make all kinds of dikes. How much he wanted to know, but it's not that he felt that once, let's say, suppose it turned out that even Rav of the outer circumference wasn't severed. So you didn't even have to discuss it, whether the halacha is Revuvio or the halacha is Revcholo. So he wanted to see, but not that he had intentions of answering it in case it turned out to be severed in the Rav of the outer circumference was severed. So Mimele, it wasn't the case of Chochom Shos. Alright. Now the Gemara asks. The Rav was a Mishnah, the Chim Deir and the Chochom, Hei Chochom Hine. But then there is a Midas Chassides. There is in the Siddes that anything that involved the Shalom, even though the Chochom passed in Tlehet, but there is in the Siddes that Talmud Chochom shouldn't eat of something that was involved in the Shalom. So, V'heiche, V'chim Deire B'Chochom, Heiche Chochom, V'oksi, in other words, since it was involved in the Shaila, and after all, those who asked were also Bichtan Lechachan. So it was not something, let's say, if, let's say, someone is ignorant, and he comes and asks a Shaila, so then we cannot say there's a necessity not to eat from it. Because if somebody is an Amoretz and he asks a Shaila, and something that is no, that doesn't involve any question, so then there is business. But the Shealim themselves were Bichtan Lechachan. So the fact that they asked, even though the psak was by Rabbi Bachone that it's muter, but it involved the shayla. After all, there was a discussion whether Rav Cholo or Rav Revuvio. So Mimele, it wasn't such a double portion. So Mimele, there is a bit of success that in as much as it involved the shayla, a very serious shayla, even though the psak was likule, but the Talmud Chochom, it's not the ideal thing for a Talmud Chochom to eat from it. So, V'chim deir b'chochom b'chochom nei, V'oksiv, t'posit n'yecheske. V'ima, Cheskan Lovi said, Aho Adi Shem Elokim, Eni Nafshi Loi Mitumot, Uriveilo, Utreifo Loi Ochalti Minurai, Veyadato Loi Bo Bifipsa Pigo. So the Gemara Darshins, Eni Nafshi Loi Mitumo, Eni Nafshi Loi Mitumo, Uriveilo Utreifo Loi Ochalti Minurai. So Yecheskel HaNovi mentions a number of things about himself, that he never contaminated his soul. He says, So what does it mean? Yecheskel was praising himself that he didn't eat Nivelo Treifa. I mean, who would expect Yecheskel HaNovi to eat Nivelo Treifa? So why did he have to mention it? Univelo trepo le chalti, shilo chalti boso, couscous meilo. In other words, suppose misukenis. So alpedinitz muta. Suppose the behemoth is on the verge of death. And the behemoth is not on the verge of death because of an organic defect, because of a treif. But because of a certain sickness of a malfunctioning of one of the organs. So it's not a treif. So even though it's on the verge of death, and you say, hurry, slaughter it, because if you wait another minute, it might die. So suppose he slaughters it, let's say 1 minute before it would have died. So it's mutabachin, it's misukenes. But still, there's a mitzvah for a Talmud Chochem not to partake of such a behemoth. If the people who were involved with that behemoth said, couscous, haste, slaughter it. So, couscous meilo, will bo b'fi psa pigo, shol yochalti mi behemoth sheheiro b'chocha. So what did Yecheskel mean, will bo b'fi psa pigo? He didn't mean pigo mamesh. Pigo mamesh, that's a nisa kores. A nisa kores, he praised himself, not eating pigo kores. But it means that there is a mitzvah shel yachalti mibheimo shel yehuru b'chacham shimu. Nos namu shel yachalti mibheimo shel yehuru matnisel. So there is no. I mean, it's only a mitzvah to give the matones. It's only a mitzvah to give the matones. I mean, by behemo. So let's say. So there is no issa of eating of the behemoths. If he doesn't give the matones, he's mevatel mitzvah aseh. But it's not osa b'achile. But there is mitzvah aseh not to partake of the behemoth prior to the time that the matones were given. L'chayayim mekevo. So not to partake of it. Animals. Oh, so the, anyway, so it's mentioned. So why did Rav Achoni eat from it? Hanemile means in Italian bisvore. Rav Achoni agmore soma. When do we say that there is in the exodus not to partake of behemo that was involved in Ishaire, if there was Ishaire, and then the chochem was matter on the basis of svore. Not because of the din b'furish. So then, even though he can rely on the svore of the dayan, but there is a mercedes for a talmid chochem not to partake of that name. Masha'inke, if the dayan passed on the basis of kabole, not on the basis of svore, then there is no mercedes, and here Rabbi Bachon had the kabole that a gageres only if it is asur, only if it's lipsiko berif chalolo, only if the robe of the inner circumference was severed, but if the robe of the outer circumference was severed, the inner not robe of the inner, there is no meaning. So then it's not us. All right. Rav Achon Agmores, that Rashi. לא ימי סרוס, לא חייב בו ילמיד כברי בוב יובי שפקו תלמידים שתו לכאן ברב תלי מסוור, דהוס המיקל יסלוקה דילמה להב מסוור המעלי ויהוכה רב אגמור יסום דהוכה גומו מרב דפסוק כסגר גרז ברב חלור מיל זה תלי מסוור So, in other words, what is an example of Milsa Italia Misuore? Ki makifim berei, di kelemeima, dilmo loy mitme chazuse shak, וכדם ילבסור, ודם ילחווידה, ודם ילביסה, ודם ילמריקה, דיקם נאי קשירה, דיקם נאי טריפס, ופעם שונותי במריסייה. So what is Milsa Italia Misuore? Milsa Italia Misuore, so Rashi says, Milsa Italia Misuore doesn't mean something that is based upon logic. After all, logic is also, logic has its own technique. So in other words, if the Dayan is convinced by force of logic that it's muter, so that's like agmere mirabe. But Milsa Italia Misuore means something that a person could make a mistake, let's say ligabi certain mares in reye that are asuras. So if it looks like flesh, so then the reye has the appearance of beast. So then it's awesome. Because sinful inoki, whatever the reason is. So it's not so easy to determine whether it's mamish deime libisre or it's not mamish deime libisre. So even though Eli Dayan Mashina Reis, a Dayan has the right to rely on his own senses, he doesn't have to be cheshish, and everyone can rely, but for a Talmud Chochem there is a Mirasides. For a Talmud Chochem there is a Mirasides. Mashinke, if someone he comes to a certain conclusion through the force of logic, that's like Gamre Merabi. This is why Rashi spells it out. What does it mean, Talmud Misvore? Talmud Misvore means, let's say, like Makifim Bereya, Di Kelmeradon, Limit Mechazu Zeshad. All right. Now the Gemara is another Kashi, we take to Kol Mishim Chode. In other words, after all, he himself bought it. So then there might be losses for Sayim. People might start gossiping. After all, they hear that there is a machloikis. It's not such a double poshut that where a windpipe is, where the outer circumference of the windpipe is severed, the most of the outer, but not most of the inner circumference. Not most of the inner circumference is severed. So he knows that it's a controversial question. And then he hears that he said Nechochem. So he was matared, and then he himself bought it. So people would start gossiping, and they'll say, why was he matared? Because he liked it so much. So that's why he was matared. Mitei puklim shim chori itai yedonas adin ziko b'chayev tim vitiya osa vihitiya v'chin eidim shiidu kulo rashoyim likach avromu chachomim harchik min achiyo min adinu. In other words, that the Chachomim said that you shouldn't do anything that might involve you in chshat. All right. So here too, Hanemile midedi mazbin mishumen, hochem itakle much. Itakle much. In other words, if it is not something that is weighed, but it is bought by appraisal, so we don't know exactly how much it is and how much it's really worth. So then there might be chshon. But if it is sold by weight, so then there couldn't be any chshon there, because there's the price, everybody knows there's the price. So in other words, so why should he be matirat in order to buy it? He can go to the market and buy a similar piece of meat. So we'll buy it. So there is no chshat. Kiho de rabbi shore trives. Vizob mene bis. Rove, he cried, yes. Rove shore trives. There was a shiloh in trives, and he was matered. And then himself bought of that meat. Omrole bas rafrize, that was Rove's wife. Omrole bas rafrize. Rabbi shore buche, veloizob mene. Rove's wife was the daughter of Rafrizde. So when she saw that her husband, Rove, when had the shiloh of Treifes, he was matarat and he himself bought of the meat, so she said, I know that whenever my father had the shiloh in Pcheres, as to whether a certain Pchor had a mum or not, and when had a mum kavu or not, And whenever he was matir a certain call, we call on the basis that according to his determination, to call it our determination, it was a mum kavua, so he refused to buy it, even when he had an opportunity. Why? Because he was afraid that he would be suspected of some devious activities. So you shouldn't buy the meat which you pass in his mute, it's not safe. Omele hane mile buche da shume mizda. Because the aloha is by pchol, even if there's a moon and it is sold, it shouldn't be sold by weight, but only on the basis of shume. So since there is no definite price, so mele it could be chshad. Mashinkin here, it's sold by weight and it has a definite price and you can get it in the market for that same price. So then there is no chshad. Enoch name, to buy it at a discount, you wouldn't be allowed. But if you buy it at the regular price, so then there couldn't be chshad. Hanen el buche da shuvim izdav. Hochen nistak lo buchach. Mayike, but you can still say, all right, as far as the price is concerned, so there couldn't be any chshad. No one will say, I was matured because I wanted that meat. He could have bought the same piece of meat, the same quantity of meat, in the market for the same price. But sometimes you find a special piece of meat, quality-wise. So maybe there still could be gossip, because people say that he was matured in order to be able to eat that meat, because that meat happened to be of unusual quality. So, because it happens to be a special piece of meat. Ma'ike mishumim tzemali say, because it happened, maybe people say that he was matured in order to buy this piece of meat which happened to be of special quality. Kol yimim tzemali says Avnoi. So the derech of Rove was that every day, whenever he bought in the market a piece of meat, they always gave him the best piece. So maybe there couldn't be any gossip, because everybody knew that Rove always buys the best piece of meat. So it's not, Rashi doesn't say that the people will be so vicious, that the people will be so vicious, they'll say about Rov, they'll say about him that he is doing it, that he is paskening incorrectly in order to get a meat. So vicious they will not be. But they'll say he gets schar for paskening. And there is aloha, one is not allowed to get paid for paskening shayles unless it's schar batole. Otherwise, he's not allowed to get paid for it. Don't say din also the hotel is been there zeh the nishi also the hotel is so pay me kul rashon ni kach is a gefeit har ik min achio so yeim bo bishul kar ze kul ze shi kenu bo bizu shove buche ki sho ki me bo fono now you see something very remarkable. When Rashi explained Mishum Chshode, so Rashi says, Lulemru Mishum Nishaya Nilei, Mezel Gabei, V'nire Kenei Tzchara Lerosi. So the Chshad is not, we don't anticipate the Chshad. People will say, he was muttering, Shaloi Kedin, in order to get a piece of meat. That people will not say. People will not be so vicious. But when he explains, Donas Adin, so Omur Chachomim, we shouldn't buy that if he was involved in the Bezdin over a certain piece of land, or a certain chayfet, or a piece of jewelry. So then, he shouldn't buy that piece of jewelry or that piece of land. So here, Rashi could also have explained. Rashi could have explained. In other words, he shouldn't buy it because people say that he's getting paid that way. But look what Rashi says. הרחק מן החיור, שלא יאמרו בשביל כך זיכור לזה, שיתננו לוי בזור. שיתננו לוי בזור. In other words, so here Rashi explains it, not that people say he's getting psak money. I mean, psak money is forbidden. So the psak money that Rabbonim get today, so it's only by way of Shabbaton. If it is by way of Shabbaton, if it isn't Shabbaton, Imachanami, it's Bisa. So it's like many other things that many Orthodox Jews do, al de arome, which is not proper if it is done derech haram. But Rashi could have said that, har nachiyo shelo yemru shehu mikabel schar din. And that's also like schar roi, the same thing. Here Rashi says, har nachiyo shelo yemru bishvil kach zikou lo zeh sheyitnenu lo bizu. In other words, here there is a possibility that people will say, no, why did he pasken the tivosei? Because he wanted to buy that piece of land or that piece of that chayvus. So how is it? So monefshech, if we think that when Midayel buys the chayvus in which he was involved, so that might lead to such chodim. Why didn't Rashi explain in connection with paskening Ishaile? Let's say in Treves, that people might say that it's Treve, but he paskened its mutter. The answer is, people are not so vicious. We don't have to anticipate that people will be so malicious and vicious that they will say about it, Ayin, that intentionally he paskened that it's mutter when he knew that it's Treve. That people are not so vicious. But when it's Ishaile in the Torah, Benodo Machavere, so then that means, the Chafetz Chaim says, Ki Asheichat Yaver Eini Chachomim, V'Yisal Leiv Divrei Tzadiki. So, as a matter of fact, I mean, according to Rashi's Pshat, that Chafetz Chaim's word is not, has no basis. Because Rashi says, it doesn't mean the words, decisions of righteous people, but dvorim tzadikim. But apparently there is another pshat. Divrei tzadikim means even the words of tzadikim, of righteous people. So he says, if the Torah itself is made that a certain person is a tzadik, so then you can't have any misgivings about the righteousness of that person. Even if just an ordinary Talmud Chochem will give a certain appraisal and say, this person is a real tzaddik. So, then you'll have great confidence in that kind of evaluation. Now, if the Torah itself is making an evaluation of certain people, that they are tzaddikim, so then there can't be any doubt that he's a real tzaddik. I mean, there is no iota of indecency in that person, if the Torah itself. Still, the Torah says that if he accepts a bribe, so his judgment might be perverted. Not chas v'sholem, that the one whom the Torah considers as a tzaddik will deliberately pasken ishaile. He'll pasken it in Torah negatively. I mean, then he has to be a real scoundrel, I mean, if that is the case. But it means he'll become, unconsciously, he'll become so biased because of the Sheikhet that he will not even feel, and his intelligence, his ingenuity will start operating, you know, to show that Al-Bedin, he is Akra, and the other one is Chai. So, in other words, so this is why Rashi says, when he explains the kiyum of someone paskening the shayla in Isa v'heter, so then Rashi says, people will only say that he's getting schar. Not that people will say he paskened incorrectly. the paskens incorrectly. Because in order to pasken ishala visa beheter incorrectly, then you have to be corrupt. You have to be corrupt to pasken it incorrectly. Mashenikin in the Torah, but not in the Chavire. So there are always ways, you know. So there is way of saying in everything Torah, if somebody can find his chus for each part, there isn't it in Torah in which a dayan shouldn't be able to find his chus for either part. There is always, it's not black and white in the Torah. If it's a shaila misa beheter, so it's black and white. Either it's mutar or it's osa. But when it's a sichsech, b'nod m'chaveirei, so it's not, usually, it's not a sichsech between an angel and the devil. It's not the black and white. So in other words, so if somebody, let's say, gets a certain compensation, so he might become so biased that unconsciously he'll become biased. And he'll really, in good faith, he'll find his source. So it's not that people are so vicious. They're not so vicious. Because people know human nature. So in Mele, they'll start talking. That's why in regard to the psak of the dialogue in Torah, so he says, people will say, but in regard to a shailen is a heter. So there it's black and white is a heter. You can say. Sometimes there is such a shailen that if you have a certain interest, since the both ways are seem to be equally sound, then it's possible that the person will unconsciously be influenced by the schar he gets. But if it is ordinarily, a shaila misav heter is a shaila of black and white. In other words, if the shaila, whether it's treif or not treif, it's not so easy, you know, to manipulate through ingenuity. But in the Torah, it's very easy to manipulate. And he will not even be conscious of it. All right. Shore buche, kishoho yokei emeivu lifon of prey, yomir is mume, voimantir eloho yomiki achmenu mitzari is prey. בחיר נהיג בזמן הזה, וכשהוא טעם מן רואו לקרום, נשייך את קודשן לחוץ. רב חיסדה כן הלא, כדאמרינום בברוכס, שמיינים זוגים אחי, כאני מסויים, שמיינים זוגים זכוריס כהנס. בחיר נמכה באמת ולא יבין משפט, כדאמרינום בברוכס, קורסו המקדושים לשחוטים ונמכורים באיקריס, ונמכורים בליטרה, חוץ מהבחיר במייסר, why? Because... לאחרים, וינויס אין המויס מיד, מה היא כבמי יכן לחדי? ושום צמא על יסי, ששייק לי על ליטרון מיטב הבוסו. כל מי מן העמי, חילות מולי כובד, דומי חולי, מן העמי, אורי. עומר רב חיסדה, לימור, איזהו תלמיד חורכם, זה הורי פטריף לעצמי. So, who is it תלמיד חורכם? So, one, when he has a shaila in his own days, he has a shaila. And it is the kind of shaila that you can easily say one way or the other. It's not a black and white child. It's not a black and white child. So, see, it's a shaila where you have to use your umden. And if he paskens for himself, he's there, that's a raya that is in front of him. In other words, if somebody paskens in Issa Veheter, where it's not a black and white child, where you could say either way with cogent logic, and is still he paskens Lisa, so that's a raya is a real comfort. So reife trevel atzme, kishenei wa atzofik trevel vimhemte, vinire beitam Lisa vitam, vitam lehem. Ve yom rav chizdi. Izeu seine Matone Sichie, Zeorie Tripulat. So, Rashi says, Vadai seine Matone Sachirimu, Sha'af al Shalei, Einichimit, Leachria, Leachria Lehet. Leachria Lehet. We see from this Gemara that the Yisod of Seinu Matanis Yichye is not in order not to be nehemi from other people. On the contrary, that wouldn't be Midas Chassidus. That would be Gaimu. I mean, in other words, if a person doesn't want to be nehemi from other people, so he thinks, in other words, he is superior to other people. He is self-sufficient. No one person is self-sufficient. So, but why is there Midas Chassidus not to accept Matones? So it's based upon another concept, of the concept of Yigia Kapecho Kiseich Lashrecho Tevloch. In other words, a person should not accustom himself to gain things without hard work. So Mele says, Zeu Seinu Matones Yichye, Zeu Rie, Trivelatzi. What does Trivelatzi mean? In other words, that means that if he had a shaila in his own behaviors, and it's not a black and white shaila, it is the kind of a shaila he could easily be madrid and find kamo psoki, like that. And still, he didn't rely on it, on those psoki. And the asas at Latzme, so that shows that this person is not an epicurean type of a person who likes to enjoy life and without any sacrifices, without any difficulties. So such a person will certainly not be mikabel, will not be disposed to be mikabel matones. Who is disposed to be mikabel matones? To get all kinds of gifts. A person who doesn't like to work hard, who wants to lead an affluent life without working hard, he is disposed to be mikabel matones. But if a person is dedicated to the concept of Yigia Kapecho Kiseichel Ashrecho V'Tevloch, he doesn't want to be mikabel matones. Why should he be mikabel matone of $100,000 and not work? He'll prefer to work hard and make a living. So mele, the fact that a person gave up, let's say, behemoth that might be worth hundreds of dollars, even though it wasn't a black and white child, so that shows that he's not an epicurean type. All right. So, Dorash Mar Zutre, Mishmei Rav Chisde, Kol Mi Shekele V'Sheine V'Rei Yetreif Al Atzme, V'Shimesh Tal Mi Lechachomim, Olo V'Akosu V'Imeir, Yigi HaKapecho Kiseicheil, Ashrecho V'Tevuch. Ashrecho V'Tevuch. So in other words, that's, so what do you mean? V'Shimesh Tal Mi Lechachomim, Shimish Tamil Chachomim Gomar Litaretz Tamei HaMishne U'Mishnayis HaSei Yisrei Zu Ezu V'Hayne Gimor Yiga Kepecho Kiseichel V'Chim Dial Shalei Yenechemeit Kolchkin Sheinechemei Bishal Acheri Lignei V'Ligze Lignei V'Ligze. Rav Zvita Imeir, Omar Zeichem Nechel Shnei Yelomi, so in Mazev El Mabo, Ashrecha Ben Mazev Etiv Lachel Mabo. Rav Leze Akav, Mishad Reim, Ben Nisiye, Mide Eloi Shok. When the Nosi, the Rishgulus, it means, sent him a gift, so Rav Leze refused to accept it. V'chav Mizam Nelei, Eloi Ozo. And when he was invited for dinner, to eat with someone, an important person, he didn't go. And what was his answer? Omar, we go boy, Mar de Eche. Tichzili Seinu Matones Yichye, he said to the Rish Bruse. You shouldn't feel insulted, but after all, you don't expect me. You don't blame me for being eager to live. And so maybe I don't want to be Mikal Matones. So in other words, so he applied the Seinu Matones Yichye even in regard to eating at other places home. Reb Zeira, but Reb Zeira had a different shita. Reb Zeira had a different shita. So he said, Kimishadrale Eloisha. When they sent him gifts, he didn't take it. Kavmizamnale, but if he was invited to eat at somebody's home, he gladly accepted. Omar is Yakure with Miss Yakhadi. Because why do they invite me? They invite me because they want to help me out. They want to help out themselves. They want to enhance their own status. So that word, so by accepting the invitation, he did a chesed to them. Omar Rav Yude, Omar Rav, Nitvokin, Apo, Mitzdarfin, Lerubi. In other words, if the Gargaris was perforated like a sieve, you know, a sieve, so you have very tiny little nikovim in the sieve. So suppose you have the Gargaris, you don't have any real nikovim. You don't have any real nikovim. Very, very tiny, hardly visible. But a number of nikovim. So what's the shear? What's the shia? So the halacha is, so it mitzdarf in the rubin. In other words, if by combining all the nikovim, if it has maybe 50 nikovim, but every nekev by itself is microscopic, so small. But if there are so many nikovim that the total will add to the rov of the circumference of the gargaris, so then it's asur. It's asur. Mosif Rabbi Yirmiyeh of Gilgeles sheyeish bo nekev ve'achot if in the skull ligabi to masmes. So there is a machleket b'shama and b'silel. There is a machleket between b'shama and b'silel. How much, what kind of a diminution has to be in the skull, in the human skull, in order that it should not be considered as a chugin l'shleimo, and it will not be mitame be'eyal. It will not be mitame be'eyal. So b'shama yisekim le'magdeach. B'silel seik ishnot min achay v'yomus. Now it doesn't make any difference. So let's say, so uvgilgeil she'yeish bo nekef echod oruch, afilu yeish bo nikovim harbe, mitztarfin magdeya. Rashi. Uvgilis gabi yomes, kani bi'ayin echam b'chzom b'shem, so let's say, uvgilgeil b'sham eimr tol magdeyach, b'sul eimrim, jinot machai v'yomus. Habe chesom v'tame, amrinom b'cheres, כמה ינות מהחי ביום הוא סכון מגדיח שורף? ויתון על עודים יש בי נקפי החודום וכשי נוב. ראי נעשי אם ייתנו עוגי. Because לא מגדיח is like the drills full. I mean the kind of a naked that will be bored by a certain drill. But that's round. So suppose you don't have a circle naked. ויתון על עודים יש בי נקפי החודום וכשי נוב. Really say yitnu or kilogli we have it only magda have a son oh yeah feel you even a copy tan so kulo mitzvah kulo magdiach so that was in one of two ways either if we can be mishaya if it can be changed let's say so ptoz it's not a circular nekev if it's a circular nekev so we have to see whether it has the size of Chulim Magdeach or not, but suppose it's a rectangular nekev, so we have to determine as to whether this rectangular nekev could be transformed, could be changed into a circular nekev of Chulim Magdeach. Or suppose you have a number of perforations, but the total will add up to Chulim Magdeach, so it's also considered as a substantial diminution in the skull, and it's not mitame be. Oh, I'll make him the shiurim lemagdiach. Lemagdiach mitzdarfin. So we see that wherever there is a shiur of lemagdiach, so if you have a number of microscopic Nikovim, so they adopt Mavdiach. Now here we have two shulim in Gargeres. Gargeres is Asuro if it's Sevet Berubo. But even if it's not Sevet Berubo, but there is a chisor in the size of an Isser in a certain Madbe. So if there is a chisor in the Gargeres, the size of a Kinisar, even though it's not Sevet Berubo, it's also there. So the question is, why do we say, if you have a number of microscopic Nikov, so then only they add up to the Rov of the Gargeres? No, just as Ligabi Gugeles, if they add up to Mle Magdeach, so it's already considered as a Gugeles Shein Shleimo, and it's not Mitabeyah. So here too, since we have besides the Aloche of Psuko Berubo, we have aloha that if nechser or kiisa, so it's trepe, so if the microscopic nikovim add up to a nisa, even though they don't add up to a rov, so it should be trepe. Why we say only when the total of the microscopic nikovim add up to a rov? Och name kim shiur kiisa, or isa mitzaf, even they don't add up to a rov. Ishtamte hode omar af chelbe omar af chome baguye omar af. Nikovim שיש בהם חיסורי מצטרפים לחיסר, ושאין בהם חיסורי מצטרפים לרוב. Now, of course, on an ideal level, every nekev, theoretically, has a certain kind of a microscopic chisor. Because if it didn't have any chisor, it wouldn't be even under the microscope, you wouldn't be able to see a chisor. But that's not called a chisor. In other words, a chisor is called a chisor that you could measure. But if the chisor is so small that with the actual instruments you couldn't even measure. Let's say if it is half an inch, a third of an inch, a fourth of an inch, a fifth of an inch. So it's called you could measure it. But could you measure? 1/10,000 of an inch. I mean that even today they have such instruments. And if they do, so they probably worked very hard on making such instruments. So in other words, if it is that kind of a chisor that is hardly visible to the eye and it's impossible to measure it, so that's called the nekev shein the chisor. So the halacha is, Omar Rav Chelbe, Omar Rav Chome Bavur Yamarav, Nikovim sheyesh bem chisoren, mitztarfin lechshiisa. Vishein bem chisoren, so only if it adds up to a rov. Vishein bem chisoren, mitztarfin lerubem. Alright. Now, Al Midrash, Al Mekivim, ישיר חיסון לדרך מדיח ומסתף מקום הקטן לחומר מדיח כלב אחד לקב ועד במשורה הכי נה וכן נעמה אב או גם די בפסוק כסגר גרס שהוא נגעו וגם ניקו ותנמס ניס עד כמה תחסה עד כי ישראל טלקי אל מנקה והכון את רפוס את חייסה גם קום עם קטנים בו יקייסה לשרון השתמת לה מהקשה מסתף נראו בי דהבי כפצי כבעלמה ומי מחסרה וניקבו כי נעפו נעמה בגלל כחיסור But in Echname, if there are mikovim of that the hevek is sorry, so then even if it adds up to a niser, it's already trip. Omer Rabbi Bar Chone, Omer Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, Nitlo imeno. Ritzuo mitztarfes l'chiser. So in other words, suppose what was nital was a rectangular piece. Now chiser has a circular shape. So then we have to determine if that rectangular piece, if you could be changed into a circular piece of Kiyisea, so maybe it's time. Suppose many nikovim occurred in the form of a sieve. So why you ask? So the Gemara says, "Be'efema." The shaila is in an off. Now let's see. Be'efema nikovim the chisorim bov. The lekel meima begager as the day. Suppose there are a number of nikovim sheyesh b'mechisor in and off. So then the halacha is that in a behemo, if that would occur, so only the nikovim sheyesh b'mechisor would add up to a total of an isa. So that's all right in a behemo. Mashein kein in and off. So the whole gageras itself is not an isa. So we cannot say that if the Nikovim, Sheyesh Mechisorim, do not adapt to Nisar, adapt to heaven Nisar, that it's not Reif. After all, the whole Gargeres is not a Nisar. So how are we Mishaya that it should be Reif? So he says, Beifemai, Omar Rav Yitzchak ben Achmeinu, Yidin, Forshin, Leid Rav Lezer, Mikaplei Umanichei Al Pi Hakonit. Im Chayves Reiv Hakone Treiv Vim Lav Ksheir. So let's say that here is the Kon. Let's say this is the Kon. And well, you know, if it wouldn't be so big, I mean. So suppose you have a number of Nikon. So you take out, let's say, on this strip, there are a number of nikovim. So you cut out, I mean, it's after shchite, I mean, so you can do whatever you want. So you cut out that piece, that strip, that has the numerous nikovim, and then once you cut out that piece that is all perforated, you know, in the form of a sieve, you take that piece, let's say, so you cut out. So let's say that strip happens to be, let's say, over here. So let's say you cut it out. And let's say that this is the piece that was cut out. That was cut out from over here. That was the strip that was perforated in the form of the sea. Then you take, when you cut out that strip, you put it on top of the gargaris. So he says, "Mikaplei umanich labkano." Im chifes riva kone. If that strip will cover rov of the piakone, of the mouth of the kone, so it's treif, even though it's much less than an isa. Vimlav kshev. Omer Rav Pope v'simonoch nafye. In order to remember it, so you should. I mean, until Chasimus HaTalmud, so. Everything had to be remembered because you are not allowed to teach mitzvah only by peh. So they needed some money. So in other words, so in order to remember this din, it's a good clue, a good way of remembering that din. In other words, that in order to determine enough whether the nikvo kinapo is sufficiently large to be matriv the off. So you have to cut out that strip that is perforated and then to put it on the mouth of the gargaris and to see as whether that strip, that cut out strip, whether it covers rove of the mouth of the gargaris. So you should remember it. In other words, that if it's nikvo like a sieve, like an apple, so you have to make it like an apple. Now, what are you doing in an apple? You put the sieve, you put, let's say, on a pot, and then you throw in certain things and you sift it through. So in other words, here, so you take the strip and you put it on the mouth, the way a napple is put in a pot. So in other words, so it's not only that the negative is like a napple, the way to determine whether it has the shio of being matril, is also in the form of napo. All you have to remember is napo. In other words, napo in the nekev, and napo also in determining, as to whether it is treif or not. Mikaple. Chitl matam lan komim bitzidei mat shiuch mikaple otzuo shein bot lapi piyakonim anich limot lan komim al piyakonim. Ich rive ben akomim vasholim shebinekev unokim. Es rive akone abon mitkoim lelekev. So what's the chidesh? The chidesh is, you know, when you have nikovim, let's say, like in an apple, I mean, I won't make such nikovim, because that. So, and then, in the form of an apple, we see. Now, so then you take this strip. So you put this strip on top of the, So you have one nekef here, and then you have another nekef here, and in the middle you have no nekef. So even though when it covers, the strip contains certain portions that are not perforated. So you could say only if the perforated portion of the strip cover rope of the mouth of the gakeres, then it's straight. But if the perforated portion of the strip by itself does not cover the major portion of the mouth of the gakeres, but together with the unperforated portion it covers, you could argue then it's not right. So there's a chiddush. Aber gab dem mit kommen greder like ruf streve hol wie ich mir gesagt wie sie os mich hast mit kommen soll es sehr knapp do a nit wo knapp kamen wie sie monoch schon mit dich kach mal so und mit dem ki sa und sta auf der rubo naf jo kein scheiß in anap sie man ich schon mir die zone auf asus auf ihr ja und sie sind mir wo ich je wo nit wo knapp sche auto und mein se napo ich ora na next time. Now here we have a machleket between Rashi and the Rambam, or the Rosh. The Rosh is like the Rambam. Rashi explains that nifrisokideles means, let's say, suppose there is like ideles. So it was nifriso like this, and so here it's nifriso, here it's nifriso, and here it's nifriso. But like a delis, here it's attached. But it wasn't taken out. But it was split like this. You had a strip in the gageres. You had a strip in the gageres. So now let's say this is the gageres. That's the circle of gageres. That's the circle of gageres. So then it was. There was a slit. So here there is a slit, but here there is no slit. But the whole thing, the piece of tissue remains there. Except, it's nifris, so there is a slit here on three sides, a slit here and a slit here. But here there is no slit. But the piece of tissue remained. So this is how Rashi explains it. Nifris okimideles. The piece of tissue was not removed from the gageres. Elo tolo veinit zokuf shom kein dalas bimzuzos like the dalas. So you open the door, so you don't remove the door, but on one side it's not, there is no slit, and here on three sides there is a slit. So So what is the Shia to betray? After all, you cannot say that if it was Nifriso in the size of an Iser, so then it's right. Because that is the Shio when a piece of tissue in the size of an Iser was removed. But here nothing was removed. So what is the Shio? Nifriso Gedeles. Omar Rav Nachman, Kidei Shi Koneis Iser Lerorbe. In other words, that's more than an Iser. Because in order that an Iser, the Rechav of an Iser should go through, then the slit must be much more than an Iser. Much more than an Iser. So since it wasn't removed, so Memele, it must be Nifchas to such an extent that an Iser could freely move through it, be inserted. Kin shikon es isal rabbi v'shiyu godlu hu zem yisa doche b'ina nichnas v'yeitze. In other words, the pchas should be so large that without any difficulties, without any friction, an isa should be able to move freely into that pchas. Doch bin ich nicht was wie ich sei. Mich in dem kann ich sorry. Da der es sei sie mir sagt. Now that's the Rashi's pshat. The Rambam Now, Aloch Rav Gimel, Per Gimel, Aloch Rav Gimel, he mentions all the Aloch Gargeres. Gargeres, in if Zakhrif Chalolo, Bimokimoro, Vishchit Ha'ariz and Veil, Vichem in Nikvo Kiisa. Nikvo Nikovim Tanim, Im Nikovim Sheim Bem Chisorin Heim, Yitzdaf Um Eruhu, Vim Nikovim Sheish Bem Chisorin, Yitzdaf Um Chiisa. Vichem in Nitla Menu Ritzuo, Yitzdaf Um Chiisa. Uveiv Kol Shiru Mikapilo Ritzuo, Yam Nikovim, Sheish Bem Chisorin, Manichan Al Piyakone, Im Chif Ve'eschubin Yveilo, Im Vav Kshel. Now, this Allah. Nikwa hagargeres nekev mifulesh mishneides do kidei sheikoneis iser leror bei nivei. Omar Avrom, ze pirush mishimus u pirush yisei al nifris. So the Raivet is chilik, you see. So the Rambam hands another pshat that if nikwa hagargeres nekev mifulesh Mishnah is Dodeo, Kishikonis is al Robe is Nevet. Now, that sounds very strange. In other words, you have Gageres. So, if a Chison ki Isa, it takes place in the Gageres. Suppose, let's say this is a Chison ki Isa. So you have in one side of the gargeres, such a piece of tissue, a circular piece of tissue, kiisa, was taken out, so then it's straight. Even though on the other side of the circumference, nothing was taken out. Nothing was taken, just on one side. As long as there is a chison in one and in the other side, it's not mefulesh, so it's already trayv. But the shaila is, Nikwa Gageres Nekev Mifulesh Mishnei Zodeo. Not only was there a Chisore on this side of the Gageres, but on the other side, Kineget, there is also a Chisore. So, in other words, so that makes it Mohomo. So, what do you expect? That since when you have a Chisore that is not Mifulesh. So,
It has the size of a nisa. So then it's treifo, even though on the other side. There is no chesorin. So Allah has kamo v'chamo, if you have on both sides a chesorin of nisa, a chesorin of a nisa on this side of the circumference of the gageres, and then a chesorin of a nisa on the other side of the gageres. So of course it's treif, but you would expect that if, let's say, that even if it's mifulesh, so even if on each side it's much less than chisor and iser, so as long as it's mifulesh, it should be treif. But look what the Rambam says: nikwa agageres nekev mifulesh mishnei zodeo ki shikones iser lerobe nivel. Isn't that strange? Now, ki shikones iser is much more than the size of Nisa, because that means that there is such a nekev that a Nisa could freely pass through. Let's say, if you have in this piece of paper a nekev just like a Nisa, will you be able to push through a Nisa? No. In order to, that a Nisa, a die. Let's say, if you make a chizong here, in this piece of paper, like a die, the size of a die, So a dime will not be able to pass really through that nekev. In order that a dime should be able to pass through the nekev really, then the nekev must be more than a dime. Then the hollow of that nekev must be more than a dime. So then a dime, let's say, if the nekev will be a nekev of like of a nickel, so then a dime will be able to pass through. The nekev will be a nekev like of a quarter. So then, without any difficulty, without encountering friction, you'll be able to push through a dime, to and fro. But, so kishikonis iser is more than the size of an iser. Now, if it's not mifulesh, if the nekev is just on one side, so then it's straight. If the size of the nekev is the size of a nisa, and if it has a nekev here and a nekev on the other side, can I get me foolish? So then we need it. That's inconceivable. So what's the pshat? So the Rosh says the same thing. Now let's see what the Rosh says. It's a paragraph yud. So he says, "Umetir divrei Rav Alfez al mashma do dekoma beif alikoy anikva kenapo alikoy ashiyo chisong dechageres umiboy lebeif sheim dechageres shoyi kinsa mashiyo chesreini umforish deshiyo chesreini bechvi asrei piakone shai kosav voisi bosarim nitli menavitzu matar nisa uvinifris al kosav vinifris al gageres kin shenikvo nekev mifulish sheyesh bechisorei des deriv shite." The Rif was the one who explained it for you. Omer Rav Nachman, Neimrim Chivuk, Shikones Yisal Rorbe, Ufi Shanekev Mifulesh, Mishnei Evrei Hagageres, Mitre Vishiyokot. So what kind of Vishiyokot? He says, Vishiyogodol. So, the Madani Yonte explains it, and that he mentions in the Nemutur, Mitre Vishiyokot, Piresh Biu Vidina. Piresh Biu Vidina. In other words, now let's say that this is a Canadian penny. Okay, so let's say this is the Isa. This is the Isa. So the Shia cotton doesn't mean this whole thing. Doesn't mean this. But it means Uvye, this. If it's not Mifulesh, so then the Nekev must be the size of this. This is the Rorbe. The size of this. But if it's mifulesh, so even if you have two small nikovim,
But on each side, one connected the other, and each naked just has the uvye of this iser, so mele, it's already true. Now this is how the Torah explains it. But it's very strange, the Rambam uses the lashon rorbei, but it means uvye. Uvye itself. But the Torah explains it. Now, similar medal in the two. From the beginning, da beresh nifsak rif cholo bimokim oro lishochi treif avol mo nifsak rif chalolo avol pishi ore vakeivo im titztarif im eyu veyoheir kshero vim nikwa apunyesh bachisoin kol zman shem minekev ki isa kshero vim chasero ki isa treif vim nizdi kol oogo vyesh bachisoin mistar vach isa vim nikav sovi vakeivo nikom im dakim zeitzel zeke nikve anapo the form of the sieve אם יש בחיסון מסתם חליסה, שאם יש כאיסה במקום עם השון שביניהם טריפו, ואם בי בו חיסון שיעורם ברובו, ובאיף שיש בניקום עם כנאפו אין שיעורי כפשיר איסה לבהימו, אלא חי תחמוק עם המנוקוף כנאפו ומסימה על פחול להקונה. אם יש בי צחתיך או לחס יסחו בשלחול להקונה הנוקוף ממנו עם השולים, so both are מצורף, even the sholim, between one and another, שבנקום עם טריפו ועם לאף כשירו, נפריסוק מידלה של ניטל הפחס, אלא תולו ואים מביזוקו שם כדלס על פי הרובו, אם הפחס גודל כדי שיקונס וייצי וייס הטריף. So in Rashi's פשעת, it means the whole Lisa should freely be able to go in and come out. וזהו יסה מכייסה, ואם לאו שאין אלה כייסה מצומצום כשירו, כיוון שהדלס סייסים הנקב. והרמב״ם כוסף, נפריסו נקב מפולש, משני צדודים, כדי שיקונס איסה לרור בטריף. Because it's mifulesh. It has the same nekev on both sides, opposite each other. On both sides of the circumference. V'chein kosmer ha-balfes. Kiven she-nikvo m'shnei tzlodim nitrev v'shio kotn. Perush. What kind of v'shio kotn is it? Is it shio godl? No. Even though the Rambam uses loshen lirorbo, but it doesn't mean lirorbo. The whole iser, the whole matbeya should be able to go through. But kiu beidina. All right. Now, the next child, nizdiko. Suppose in the kone there is a slit. In the erech, there's the kone. Suppose there is a slit in the erech. So, how large must that slit in the erech hakone be to become asurot? Omar Rav afum nishtaya bo el chuli achas lemailo vechuli achas lemato, because the kone has a number of rings of cartilage, rings around it. So he says, even if the kone, let's say the slit, extends a long way lengthwise in the corner. Lengthwise. But if at the ring there is no slit, so then it's clear. Af lechul yachas, lemailo vechul yachas, lematokshir. As long as one ring, so that two pshat in Rashi. One pshat is the chulia means one ring. And tabah shomayis uvein anira shein sholish taboyis kedamrinom bimnoches kedi sheikra v'yishne v'yishalish havechul yelega v'tzitzis. So here too, when it means three rings. So if there it's intact and there is no slit, it's not split over there at the rings. It's not split. So then it's shame. Afilo, when Shtayabo, the Huli Achas, the Marco, Achamatic shame. Amru Kamader, and then on a Mahuli, the Komara. Why is it necessary that at the rings it shouldn't be split? But he says, he's more making. He says, Elohim, Afilo, in Shtayabo, the Mashu, the Mailo,
In other words, if there is a slit lengthwise in the koneh, so only if the slit runs, is coextensive with the whole length of the koneh, of the tube, of the cylindrical tube of the koneh. But suppose on top there is no split, and here at the bottom there is no split, but even though there is a long slit between the two points on top and at the bottom that are intact without the split, so it's kosher.
Amru kamid rabbi yechon mishmid rabbi yenisin hoche that afilu in ishtayo bo lamashlo mailo mashlo mato ksheiro, even though in the area of the ring it is also split, as long as the split is not coextensive with the whole length of the cylindrical tube of the cone. So Amru Kamid Rabbi Yechon Mishmid Rabbi Yenisin Hoche. In other words, that Afu Mishtayibol Mashal Mashal Shlomato Sekshero Omalu. Oh, Mishmid Rabbi Yenisin Hoche Omalu Yadin Chavrim Bavloye Lifrushe Kaltai. In other words, Rabbi Yenisin came from Boda. So Rabbi Yechon said about Rabbi Yenisin that my colleague from Boda, that is referring to Rabbi Yenisin, knew how to formulate the plan. All right. Rabbi Yenisin mi bovel soli, ki kim pam bovel, kai taim li shvach koma. Tone rafri ba Yenisin kam Rabbi Yechon. Ko atzavo kulei kosho li shchite mitabas, agdeilu ad kam tiri atachtein. In other words, that the whole neck is kosho for shchite. From the tabas agdeilu, up to the lobes of the lungs. אמר רובה תחתינו שהיא עליינו. שהיא עליינו. זו הארץ. When we say תחתינו, when he says טבס, which טבס is referring, so he really means it means that the lowermost ring, but the lowermost ring, when the behemoth lacha shchita is suspended with the legs remailo, so that comes the uppermost ring. Hatachteino ki poresh rove tachteino kishabim atruyo dainim istanis shiyelino kishirzu mikone varei atruyo ma. תחתינו שיהיה לינו, שאני אימר, כל ששפישת סבו ויראי ובלבד שלא יתיונס. So in other words, that whatever, you know, in other words, the whole צבו is all the שחיל. But sometimes the behemoth stretches out the צבו. So when we say the whole צבו, so do we mean to the צבו, the whole area of the tzavo in its normal position, or the whole area of the tzavo when it stretches it out. So he says that the whole area of the tzavo when it's stretched out is all mishri. Now that took shot. That was it. Uvacho it olis. Now, so then boy rafchanim evitim rafchanani. Onso atzmoma. So that was, what it means uvacho it olis, except if, let's say, the sheichet artificial stretches out the neck of the behemoth. So let's say, if let's say, normally before the sheichet
stretches out the neck of the behemoth, so it's up to here. Then the sheikhet might stretch out artificially the neck of the behemoth, so it will be up to here. So he couldn't check in this area, because it's only when the behemoth has stretched out by itself, not when the sheikhet stretches it out. So the more as a buyer was opposed, it's onsa atzmo, so Rashi says, Lodu so, atzmo lipshik mei tzavo, vishashchitema. And Tesis says, onsa atzmo, she poshto reisho lisa midai mikliyar demea. That's the guy. So Tesis. Yosef Rav Leichen Rav Shem Lokish, nofish milze menayu, onas visimoni, vishochat psu. In other words, if he, the Yodai, stretched out this morning, the Shochar, so it's psul. Because that's not the natural place of the Simon. Nigabakon Limado, Limato, Minachose, Nidinkere. In other words, because the kone, the windpipe extends into the chest too. So when do we...